Welcome to the Noracast Tech Briefing. I'm your host, and today we are unpacking a monumental shift in how the most powerful artificial intelligence models are being released to the world.
That's right. The era of moving fast and pushing frontier models directly to the public seems to have hit a massive federal speed bump. We are seeing a coordinated, government-mandated rollout process that treats these systems less like standard enterprise software and much more like highly classified national security assets.
It is a fundamental change to the global tech ecosystem. Today, we are going to look closely at OpenAI's newly announced GPT 5.6 family, which is currently locked behind a very tight government-vetted preview program.
We will also examine the parallel saga playing out with Anthropic. They just received authorization to partially restore access to their Mythos 5 model after a government-imposed blackout.
Plus, in our roundup, we will cover DeepSeek's new speculative decoding framework, Margaret Atwood's latest critique of AI data extraction, and a stark warning about the massive spike in AI-generated job scams. Let's get right into it. Let's start with the technology itself before we get into the massive political and regulatory storm surrounding it. OpenAI has officially announced the preview for their GPT 5.6 series, and they have completely revamped their naming convention for this generation. We are looking at a three-tier family now: Sol, Terra, and Luna.
Right. Sol is positioned as the new flagship model. Terra is designed as the balanced, lower-cost option for everyday enterprise tasks, and Luna is their fast, highly efficient model. But all eyes in the industry are focused on Sol right now. OpenAI is aggressively marketing it as their most capable model yet for complex coding, scientific reasoning, and specifically, advanced cybersecurity tasks.
And they brought the benchmarks to back up those claims. According to their announcement, Sol outright outperforms Anthropic's Mythos model on Terminal Bench 2.1. That is a major shot across the bow, considering Mythos has essentially been the gold standard for agentic coding and security evaluations over the past few months.
But you are absolutely going to pay for that level of performance. The pricing structure for Sol is set at $5 per million input tokens and a very steep $30 per million output tokens.
$30 for output is definitely entering premium enterprise territory. It tells you exactly who they are targeting with this tier. This isn't a model designed for generating marketing copy or casual chatbot interactions. It is built for complex, high-value reasoning tasks where the cost of the AI token is still negligible compared to the hourly rate of a senior human engineer.
Exactly. And the system card they released alongside the models is fascinating. They explicitly note that while Sol shows significantly improved cybersecurity capabilities compared to its predecessors, it does not cross what they call the critical risk threshold. In practical terms, that means the model still cannot execute autonomous end-to-end cyber attacks against hardened targets without human intervention.
Which is a very specific and deliberate phrasing. It implies that the model can probably do a lot of damage against unhardened targets, or that it can handle significant chunks of a sophisticated attack chain if it is being actively guided by a skilled human operator.
And that exact capability profile is why this rollout is unlike anything we have seen from OpenAI before. Right now, GPT 5.6 Sol is only available via their API and codecs in a highly limited preview. But when they say limited, they do not just mean a standard beta waitlist for eager developers.
Which brings us to the real story here, and the massive asterisk attached to this release. The U.S. government is actively deciding who gets to use GPT 5.6. This limited preview is restricted to a tiny group of about 20 trusted partners.
And those 20 partners have to be explicitly approved by the U.S. government on a customer-by-customer basis. This unprecedented level of oversight is a direct result of an executive order issued by the Trump administration back on June 2, 2026.
That executive order established what was billed at the time as a voluntary framework for federal agencies to evaluate powerful AI models for cybersecurity risks before they hit the public market. But when you look at how this is actually playing out with OpenAI, the word voluntary feels like a bit of a stretch.
Right. If a company like OpenAI wants to deploy their flagship model, and they are suddenly gating it behind a list of 20 hand-picked, government-approved partners, that is effectively a regulatory mandate disguised as a voluntary security partnership.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman was pretty vocal about his frustrations regarding this setup. He stated publicly that OpenAI does not believe this government-led access process should become the long-term default for the industry. He argued that it fundamentally prevents independent developers and enterprises from accessing the best tools available.
And that is the core tension defining this new era. The U.S. government is increasingly treating these frontier models as national security assets rather than commercial software products. The underlying fear in Washington is that a model as capable as Sol could be utilized by a foreign adversary to discover zero-day software vulnerabilities at scale, or to assist in coordinating massive cyber attacks against critical infrastructure.
But by locking the technology down so tightly, you create a massive bottleneck for innovation. If you are an independent developer or a startup trying to build next-generation defensive security tools, and you aren't lucky enough to be on that list of 20 trusted partners, you are instantly at a severe competitive disadvantage.
It essentially creates a bifurcated, permissioned market. You have the government-vetted incumbents who get to use the state-of-the-art domestic models, and everyone else who is left out in the cold. The obvious risk here is that if the U.S. government keeps restricting access to domestic models, it is going to inadvertently drive the global developer ecosystem toward open-weight models or foreign-made AI platforms that simply aren't subject to this kind of rigorous vetting.
Exactly. We saw the Trump administration initially campaign on a relatively hands-off approach to AI regulation to foster domestic growth. But recent internal testing of these high-capability models seems to have completely changed their tune. We have rapidly shifted into an era of ad hoc, highly restrictive oversight. And if you want proof that this isn't just an isolated incident with OpenAI, you only have to look at what Anthropic has been going through over the last couple of weeks. They have been dealing with the exact same regulatory grinder.
That's right. Just a few days ago, on June 26th, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick officially authorized Anthropic to restore access to its Claude Mythos 5 AI model for a group of more than 100 trusted U.S. organizations. That list includes various government agencies and major vetted corporations.
This authorization partially reverses a sweeping June 12th government order that forced Anthropic to completely suspend all access to both Mythos 5 and its consumer-facing counterpart, Fable 5, citing severe national security concerns.
The initial suspension was dramatic. It was triggered by classified reports suggesting that the models could be jailbroken for malicious use, combined with urgent concerns that a China-linked group had somehow managed to access the technology.
Because Mythos 5 is specifically designed for high-level cybersecurity tasks, like identifying obscure software vulnerabilities, it instantly became a focal point for these national security debates. But the fallout from that June 12th suspension is still ongoing. While Mythos 5 is back online for those 100 trusted organizations, Fable 5 remains completely offline.
And that is a huge deal for the broader public. Fable 5 was the consumer-facing version of this architecture. Its continued suspension means that standard users, researchers, and small businesses are entirely blocked from utilizing Anthropic's state-of-the-art tools.
It highlights the sheer unpredictability of this new ad hoc regulatory environment. The government is essentially stepping in after these models are deployed, pulling the plug entirely, and then selectively restoring access based on opaque vetting processes. It creates massive uncertainty for enterprise customers who might invest millions building pipelines around a specific model, only to have the Commerce Department suddenly suspend it.
It forces us to ask if this trusted partner framework actually balances national security with private sector innovation, or if it just creates an uneven playing field where only the largest defense contractors and tech giants are allowed to participate in the AI revolution. Right now, the government is firmly in the driver's seat, dictating exactly who gets the keys to the most powerful technologies ever built.
All right, that is a lot of heavy federal policy to digest, but we have a few other technical and cultural stories to hit today.
Let's run through a quick roundup of what else is making waves in the tech world this week.
First up, DeepSeek just released a new speculative decoding framework called DSpark, which utilizes a semi-auto-regressive generation method combined with a confidence-scheduled verification system. The performance gains in production are massive. They are reporting per-user generation speeds increasing by 60 to 85% for DeepSeek V4 Flash. But if you want to train it using their open-source DeepSpec codebase, you are going to need some serious hardware, specifically an 8 GPU node and about 38 terabytes of storage for the target cache. Over at the Babel Literary Festival, acclaimed author Margaret Atwood didn't hold back on her thoughts regarding artificial intelligence, describing current models as a garbage-in, garbage-out situation.
She is continuing her aggressive push alongside thousands of other authors against the uncompensated use of copyrighted works. Interestingly, she is tying the extractive nature of these AI companies to broader cultural concerns, specifically warning about the rising tide of book censorship and intimidation in the United States.
Manjeet Rieg, director of the Center for Applied Artificial Intelligence at the University of St. Thomas, is warning that generative AI has fueled a massive spike in highly convincing job scams.
He makes a critical point that the old advice of don't believe it until you see it is completely obsolete. Because AI can spin up authentic-looking corporate websites and video content in minutes, job seekers have to rely on much more rigorous, behind-the-scenes authentication practices to verify opportunities.
On a related career note, a new piece in Forbes highlights emotional intelligence and persuasion as critical skills to develop as AI continues to automate more technical and routine tasks. The World Economic Forum's Future of Jobs report projects a 39% shift in core workforce skills by 2030. Experts are increasingly calling these durable skills, suggesting that career longevity now depends far more on navigating complex human dynamics than on static technical knowledge. And looping back to Manjeet Rieg, he also highlighted how AI is accelerating broader cybersecurity threats by allowing bad actors to execute attacks at an unprecedented scale and speed.
He specifically pointed out that reconnaissance and exploitation tasks, which used to require weeks from a skilled team, can now be performed by AI in a matter of hours. This is leaving small and medium-sized businesses, who typically have limited security budgets, incredibly vulnerable, as attackers increasingly target the easiest prey rather than the largest corporations.
That is going to do it for today's briefing. Thanks for joining us as we navigate this wild new era of AI regulation and technological breakthroughs.
We will be keeping a very close eye on the Fable 5 situation and the GPT 5.6 rollout, and we'll let you know the moment those consumer models come back online for the public.
Until next time, stay safe and keep building.